Well, kind of an interesting story that I saw in the news. There's a billboard near the Brickyard that's warning NASCAR fans of a link between cancer and hot dogs. In fact, the hot dogs are kind of in a pack that looks like cigarettes. So they're being likened to that. And this is a campaign that is sponsored by the Cancer Project of the not-for-profit Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. And Joe Gonzalez, who is a staff dietitian for PCRM, is on the phone with us. How are you, Joe?
Oh, doing fine. Thanks, Mary Lynn.
We appreciate you connecting with us about this. So what made you guys want to do this billboard?
Well, we wanted to do the billboard because, as you might imagine, hot dog producers don't want consumers to know the dangers involved. And we did the billboard because, like cigarettes, hot dogs can increase the risk of colorectal cancer significantly.
Really? I mean, how many hot dogs are we talking about here? Because, I mean, it's been a staple in our diet for quite some time. You know, you'll go to a cookout and you'll have a hot dog. And, I mean, what, I don't know. Tell me, do we need to be worried? Or is this as if you're eating a whole pack of hot dogs by yourself?
Well, as a dietitian who promotes cancer prevention, I really think there is something to worry about because just one hot dog, a 50-gram serving, one hot dog a day can increase the risk of colorectal cancer by about 21%.
All right.
And that's according to the American Institute for Cancer Research.
But I don't think there's very many people who are eating one a day, do you?
My grandpa might be.
Oh, yeah?
He really likes hot dogs.
I do think...
Go ahead, Joe.
I do think that people are eating about one a day, and it's not just hot dogs, it's processed meat. And if you know anything about school lunch lines, these meats are in the line every day.
So let's say you get a better grade hot dog. You know, you don't just go get the cheap kind or what's on sale. Does that make a difference?
You know, I don't think researchers really know the answer to that question. Some people think it might be because of the nitrites or the nitrates, the preservatives in the hot dogs. But others say that there's research being done on the excess amount of iron in the hot dog. Also, they're full of saturated fat and cholesterol. So they can't pinpoint it, but they know that they are dangerous.
Okay. And Joe, when you're talking about processed meats in addition to hot dogs, so like the lunch meat that we buy in the store, is that what you're talking about?
It is. The lunch meat that you buy in the store, the bologna, the salamis, the smoked meats, the canned meats, all of those are in the category.
It's all, like, so my packaged turkey, sandwich turkey is just as bad as a hot dog?
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I would say that the packaged turkey could be comparable to the hot dogs,
yes. That's crazy. I thought it was healthy to eat that, like lunch meat.
Yeah, it seems to be...
Yeah.
Reckoned as it seems to be promoted as a health food, but really the best thing we can do is try to avoid these meats altogether and try to find kind of like a vegetarian source.
That was going to be my next question, Joe, because I mean, you're a not-for-profit organization, and it's the Cancer Project for Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. Do you guys really, do you guys promote not eating meat, period? Is that what your preference would be as far as diets go?
Well, we promote a plant-based diet, and that's really focusing on the four food groups, whole grains, legumes, fruits, and vegetables. So, yes, you could say that it's an entirely vegetarian style of diet.
Oh, but what about those of us who just absolutely love meat? I got to have some meat. Is there, what would you say is the safe meat? What meat do you recommend people use or consume?
We don't recommend any, I would say the safest is to avoid all of it. And there's been a lot of research by the American Dietetic Association. They wrote a position paper on vegetarian diets, and not only do they find them safe, but they find them very helpful for people with heart disease or diabetes, as well as these cancers that we're discussing.
Okay. Okay. So this billboard, do you think that it's going to stop people? Do you think that, I mean, you guys have been getting some national attention because of it.
Sure. And I don't think the purpose is to stop people or eradicate hot dog consumption, but we're just trying to create awareness out there.
Okay.
With all due respect, I would think that people would have more shock value in hearing that a turkey sandwich is that dangerous versus a hot dog. How come you guys chose a hot dog versus, you know, a turkey sandwich?
Good question. We chose hot dogs because I couldn't believe it. Last year at the Indy 500 races, the concession stand sold over a million hot dogs.
Wow.
So we just felt that we really needed to target this as a public health awareness.
Well, I know whenever I go to a Fighting Illini football game, I always look forward to getting one of those steamed hot dogs. And, it's good stuff. I can't help it. But, come on, it's good. I mean, have you always not eaten meat, Joe? Or is this something that after you had some education, you decided to change your diet?
That's a great question. I did grow up in America. I grew up eating meat. Mm-hmm. And then when I became a teenager, I decided and learned about all the benefits of avoiding these types of products. And mm-hmm. I said, well, if there's something here that can be very relevant for public health in general, then I really want to know. So I investigated, I did my research, I went to school, and I became a dietitian. And now that's exactly what I'm doing, is promoting these types of vegetarian diets for mm-hmm. disease prevention.
Okay. For folks that want to get some more information about your organization or where would people go?
Visit cancerproject.org.
Okay.
We have many recipes. We have information about our research, information about other great organizations like the American Institute for Cancer Research, their research, okay. and they can get a lot of good info there at cancerproject.org.
So, and let me just throw this out there, Joe. Is it possible that your research is a little skewed because you guys want people to have more of a vegetarian diet?
No, I don't believe it is. The research that we're referring to is research conducted by peer-reviewed committees, and it's published in scientific journals.
Okay.
So when I say the research that we're doing, it's not so much on those lines.
Okay.
But we do look at the peer-reviewed research, and it's all scientific-based.
Okay. And you had mentioned that processed meats, so whether it's a hot dog, Ryan had mentioned her turkey sandwich that's, it's the processed lunch meat. What if you go to the deli and you get the actual, the shaved turkey and the
right,
shaved...
they shave it for you right there.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a better route, definitely a better route.
Okay.
To go.
What
and,
about
and
organic?
Also, a much better route to go. Yes.
Okay.
And the thing is, we eat so much meat in our country. We did not used to eat this much meat. And when you look at other countries like Japanese or Asian cultures, they really only use meat as a condiment. So if you're saying which ones can we use if we're trying to get the organic meats, you could go for them, but just try to use them as a condiment, maybe an ounce a day rather than the 16-ounce T-bone steak that we're all very aware of.
Yeah, boy, that's pretty good. Let's see. Well, I've never been able to do a 16-ounce on my own, but what was the question I was going to ask you? Okay, so the processed meats, I get that. What are you guys finding as far as the dangers in eating too much processed meat?
Well, the dangers of eating too much processed meat, it doesn't just affect colorectal cancer risk, but other cancers, even ovarian cancers, leukemia, cancer of the blood, diabetes and heart disease are so linked to meat consumption. It's outstanding.
And so you're saying consumption, processed or unprocessed, right?
Precisely. There's a report on red meat consumption showing very similar results.
Okay. All righty. Well, very interesting. And again, you can go to, what's the website one more time?
Cancerproject.org.
Okay. In fact, I'll get that posted on our Facebook page, MyConnectFM, so folks can go check you out and check out your research. And Joe, it's thank you very much for giving us some of your time today to talk about this.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.